you could just say your full name.
Sabai Tip Umsu. Would you like me to spell it?
Please.
S-A-B-A-Y-T-H-I-P. Umsu. O-U-M-S-O-U. I don't have a middle name.
Okay. And is there any significance to that name?
There is. In our country, in Laos, I'm from Laos, Sabai Di is a greeting. So when you see somebody, so I see you in the street, I'm like, Lauren, Sabai Di, and you say, Sabai, Sabai, which is, you know, I'm doing well. So how are you? I'm doing well. So yes. I was a, in my culture, we are giving two names, actually. One that is an Americanized name, which is this one, and one is a Laotian name, where that's how we, you know, we call each other by Laotian names. So my, we don't have middle names, but we do to have two names. So, A is my Laotian name, which is A-Y-E. But my grandfather wanted to call me Lavan, which is Sweet Eyes. So he called me Sweet Eyes when I was younger. So everything has, I guess we all have nicknames and stuff. So I guess I was an easy child, so I was given the given that name.
All right. And you said where you were born?
Yep, Laos. That's L-A-O-S. I'm not quite sure of which part of it, but all I know is I was born out in the country.
Okay. All right. And what was the language that you grew up speaking?
Laotian.
Okay. And how is that?
L-A-O-T-I-A-N, I believe. I have to check that.
And what is that close to?
Well, it's Laos is in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
So Southeast Asia is Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos, and I can't remember. Those are the four main ones. So dialects are very close.
Mm-hmm.
So Laos and Thailand are very close with dialects.
Mm-hmm.
So I can pretty much understand when a Thai person is speaking, but I can't speak the language. But we share similar words, so when I'm talking to a Vietnamese or a Cambodian person, my name has significance in their language, but a different, you know. And Thai also uses a Sabai Di, so they say Sabai Di Club. So it's very similar.
Okay. What year were you born?
I was born in 1974.
Care to say the exact day?
Oh, yes, October 9th. So I just turned 32.
Okay. Happy
I'm
birthday.
Old. Thank you.
And what were your parents' names?
Oh, Nhot, N-H-O-T-H. That's my father.
Okay.
Sam Lee, S-A-M-L-Y. That's my mother.
Okay. And
you want to hear the story of my birth?
Please.
Since it's on there? Okay. It's not very long, but I was, I am part of a six-person family, children, six kids in the family. So I'm the fourth child, first girl. So I had to do pretty much everything. But when I was born, since we lived out in the country, I mean, when you see movies and like war movies, and they're out there with the shacks and the, you know, whatever, that's us. when my mom went into labor, my dad had to run to the nearest, to find somebody to help my mother deliver. But while he was gone, she delivered me, but I was born on the kitchen floor in, you know, whatever, well, the floor, whatever part that we consider the kitchen is. And so I was born in my sack, so I came out in the sack. So my mother was like, why isn't she crying? And I was a couple months early, so she's like, why isn't she crying? And she looked down, and I was still in my sack, so she had to rip open my sack. And they say that that's good luck. So people who are born within their sack, it's premonition or has second sight or something.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So when I have certain dreams, I'll tell people, and they're like, oh, that's interesting, because that's what happened. So there's small little things, but I think that's just because, you know, I think all humans have some kind of a, when they're close to somebody, they always have an intuition about people they care about. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's, I seem
really
to have that sight. Yes.
Neat. Let's see. What were your parents' professions?
When they came to the U.S.?
What did they do?
Oh, when they were in the Laos, my mom didn't work because she had all these kids. Mm-hmm. My father, I'm not quite sure what my father did. All I remember is that he rode his bike and he stole stuff. So I guess he kind of, I guess I can ask him. I can call and ask him what he did, but they used to talk about it, but I don't really remember much about it because I was 5 when I came to the U.S.
Okay,
so.
That was what I was going to ask.
Okay.
And do you know of any of, like, the history of your ancestry, any interesting past about it?
I do not know much about that. That's why I was like, oh, I'm going to be boring because I don't know a lot about my, my parents, you know, they used to send money home, and I was told that we had tons of aunts and uncles. Never met any of them. Mm-hmm. My mother, there was a man who came over with us to the U.S., and we called him our uncle, but he wasn't really our uncle. Like, you know, my mother raised him, so, you know, it was kind of more like it was her little brother. Okay. But other than that, I mean, they used to send money home all the time when I was young, but I don't remember, you know, we didn't have pictures of them or anything. Just, mm-hmm. you know, we were poor anyway. And my grandfather I met, it's really interesting because I guess other parts of my family went up to Canada, and so my grandfather came from Canada to visit us in Middletown, Connecticut when I was younger, and I have a picture of him upstairs, but he stayed with us for a short time, but family-wise, I didn't have a connection. The only family that I can remember are people from our village who also lived